Senior Story, Chapter 6, Why Do I Love God? Giselle and the drama team had been meeting every day after school and on Saturday mornings for several weeks. Today, a very tired, grumpy girl sat at breakfast Saturday morning. "Can't I skip one day?" "Your first performance is in 3 weeks, Giselle," said her mom. "You've invested dozens of hours so far. Your first appearance is in Alamosa, the poorest county in our state, which is why Mr. Craig picked it. People can get depressed and feel like losers when they can't find jobs like so many in that county. But God doesn't see them as losers. God loves the poor, and they need to know that." She left the kitchen. "I wonder what it's like to be poor," thought Giselle. She saw again the blank faces of the kids in Nicaragua light up as the youth group sang about God. "What if no one tells them about God's love? What will happen to them?"
"Hurry, Mom! I can't be late."
"Today, we're taking turns sharing why we love God and have chosen to follow Jesus," explained Mr. Craig. "After each performance, one of you will tell the audience your story before we mingle with the crowd."
As Giselle listened, she became troubled. "Why do I love God?" She had no answer. Soon, it was her turn. She walked slowly to the front. Turning around, she saw 8 eager sets of eyes glued to her.
"Why do I love God?" she began. "I love God because..."
Everyone waited, but she couldn't continue. She turned and stared blankly at Mr. Craig.
"I don't know why I love God, Mr. Craig. I don't even know if I love him. I thought I did, but I'm not even sure what it means to love him."
Mr. Craig stood up, his eyes full of warmth. Placing his hands gently on her shoulders, he spoke kindly. "Giselle, this is why our drama team was created, to help people to know God and to come to love him. The Bible tells us to draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And Jesus said, 'If you love me, keep my commandments.' If you practice these 2 things, then you will learn what it means to love God." As they were leaving, Anna hurried over to Giselle.
"Thanks for being so honest," she said, hugging Giselle. "Following Jesus is a big commitment. It's good you're thinking about it."
"Thanks, Anna. I was starting to wonder if everyone thought I should leave."
"Oh, no, Giselle," replied Anna. "We want you on the team more than ever."